Read the text below and answer the questions.
1. What is a risk assessment? 2. What are the most common hazards in the office?
Occupational health and safety at work is a very important issue. Employers are obliged to identify hazards and risk factors that can cause harm. Employees should be aware of present dangers and understand safety procedures. It seems that people who work in the office are less exposed to hazards, but it is not true. There may occur stressful situations and ergonomic factors such as repetitive activities, uncomfortable position, or increased physical activity. Slips, trips, and falls are the most common types of office injury. Physical hazards may occur due to wet floors, maintenance, limited space in the workplace, or electrical equipment. A tripping hazard can be caused by boxes or different items which are cluttered in the walkways. People can lose their balance because of damaged carpets or uneven floor. Standing on the rolling office chair to reach something is very dangerous. What is more, open drawers on desks and file cabinets provoke a tripping hazard. The elements inside photocopiers are very dangerous. Contact with toners or cleaning chemicals may cause dermatitis, burns, or electric shock. Office workers spend a lot of time at the computer. It can cause eye strain. The office's air quality plays a very important role in avoiding such health problems like asthma or different allergies. Read the text and answer the questions below.
1. Explain what is a COVID-19 risk assessment. 2. What basic steps should be taken to limit the spread of the coronavirus? 3. What is social distancing and what is its purpose?
During the coronavirus pandemic, employers have to make the workplace secure. First of all, there is a need to update the risk assessment to manage the risk of COVID-19 in the office. People should be protected from harm and reasonable steps must be taken. A COVID-19 risk assessment. The employers must identify activities and situations that may cause transmission of the virus and those who may be at risk. All the dangerous activities and situations should be removed if possible. Social distancing. Keeping 2 meters apart is a key factor to limit the transmission of the virus. We can use tape or paint to mark work areas. Working side by side is definitely better than face to face. The movement of the people should be limited by using lifts or work vehicles. Another important issue is good ventilation and air conditioning. Special warning signs should be put in to inform how to behave in the workplace. The office must be clean at all times. Workers are obliged to wash their hands very often and use disinfectant. These steps will help to reduce the spread of coronavirus. If people work from home, they should be equipped with a computer, phone, and video conferencing facilities. All the implemented rules should be known and clear to all the employees.